Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Online Bible Study with Elder Drexel Green Brown. Today on Fresh Manna at www.blogtalkradio.com/FreshManna at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Listen to the summary and review from our previous School of Ministry Online Bible Study lesson. The discussion will be on why should the work cease? From the Old Testament on Nehemiah, a Jew in service as the king's cupbearer who decided to make pilgrimage and return back to Jerusalem on a mission to restore that which had been torn down. What kind of opposition did he face? Many times when we have been given an assignment by God, it will not be an easy task. There will be adversities and challenges that will try our faith and patience. Elder Drexel Green Brown will be the speaker for today's lesson. She is a dutiful and loving wife, the mother of two adult children, and a grandmother, Oasis Ministerial Fellowship, and gifted teacher of the Word of God. Click on the play tab or listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Join Apostle Williams and Elder Drexel Green Brown for Bible study Thursday evenings, 7:30 p.m., Daylight Savings Time. Oasis Worship Center teleconference line, call 1-712-775-7031 and enter your meeting ID, which is 206-594-156#. Follow Apostle Loretta Williams on Facebook, Google Plus, and Blog Talk Radio. And now I would like to introduce to you our speaker for today, my mother, who I love, Elder Drexel Green Brown.
Good morning, everyone. And today's lesson is going to be on Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the cupbearer to King Xerxes, who was king of Persia. And during the 20th year of his reign, Nehemiah was in great distress because the walls of Jerusalem was broken down. So he asked the king for permission to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the city. But as he went back to go rebuild the city, he asked for letters from the king so that he would have permission to go and no opposition to go and rebuild the walls. And once there, he defied the opposition of Judah's enemies, and he had enemies on all sides. He had the Samaritans, the Ammonites, the Arabs, and the Philistines. And they were not very happy about Nehemiah rebuilding this wall. So they set out to put obstacles in his way to keep him from rebuilding the walls. Now, the walls that he rebuilt happened to do with the Sheep Gate, which was in the north, the Hanel Tower at the northwest corner, and we had the Fish Gate, which was in the west, and the Furnaces Tower at the Temple's Mount Southwest corner. We had the Dung Gate, which was in the south, the East Gate, and the gate beneath the Golden Gate in the east. So it took a lot of work for him and some of the returning Jews to rebuild these walls. And as they were rebuilding the walls, Sanballat became very angry. He was Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite. They were greatly displeased. So they set out to set traps for him to keep him from rebuilding this wall. So the question was, why should the work cease? Just like with many things that we do in life, God always prepares to do the things that he calls for us to do. There's always an ancestor or precessor before you begin a great work for God. So he always has someone in mind, but yet sometimes we encounter opposition from people who think that it doesn't take all that to serve God. But it does. When God gives you a vision, when he tells you, I'm going to be with you throughout your journey, whatever it is that I need for you to do, I'm going to be with you, then we have to trust that God is going to do exactly what he said he would do. Now, this is where the tricky part comes in, because you'll have some opposition, some people who want to come along and try to throw what I like to call a monkey wrench into your plan. They'll try all kinds of tricks, all kinds of deceit to try to keep you from doing what God has for you to do. And that's where the enemy comes in, because he doesn't want you to fulfill the plans that God has for you. And so I thank goodness, as we continue to read our story, that the Holy Spirit inform Nehemiah of the Sanballat, the Horonite's tricks. He was trying to get him to come down, to cease from doing the work, to have a conversation with him. But that didn't work. So he kept sending messengers to him saying, come down and meet me in the villages, which was in the Ono Valley, but they were planning to harm him. So Nehemiah kept sending him messages and letting him know, I'm doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? And you'll find this in chapter 6 of the book of Nehemiah. But Sanballat, he kept sending the same messages over and over with an open letter in his hand. And he kept saying to him, it's been reported that among the nations and the Jews that they plan to rebel, which was a lie. And according to the reports that he was supposed to become king and he was going to set up the prophets in Jerusalem to proclaim on his behalf. But of course, Nehemiah denied these rumors. And so he began to set up the people in various parts of the wall so that the work could continue. Some had spears in their hands to protect the wall from being torn down while the other ones worked. And so he began to see that the work was great and he needed to spread them out even more to keep the work from being finished. So there was another attempt by Shemaiah, who was son of Delilah and son of Mehetabel, who wanted him to come inside the temple and shut up the temple doors, lying to him, telling him that they were coming to kill him tonight. And thank goodness Nehemiah was like, why should I run away? And how can I enter a temple and live when we know that only the priests, the Levites, which were the priests, could enter in the temples. No one other than them could enter into the temples. So thank God that he realized that God put it into his heart not to enter into the temple, because had he entered into the temple, he would have surely died. So we thank God that he continued to pray about it, because prayer is the key. It is the answer to all things. And he asked God to remember Tobiah and Sanballat for what they had done, and also the false prophet, because we do have false prophets running around here, lying, saying this is what God said. But we have to test the spirit by the spirit. We have to be assured of God's word and be reassured that it is coming from him. And so we find out in our story that the wall was completed in 52 days, in the 25th day of the month of Elul. When all the enemies had heard about it and the surrounding nations, they lost their confidence, realizing that only that task could have been accomplished by God. So during those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobias, and Tobias' letters came to them. And in Judah, they were bound by oath to him, since he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, who was son of Ariah, and his son of Jehonim. So the nobles kept mentioning Tobias' good deeds, and they reported his words to him. But all throughout, while Nehemiah was trying to rebuild these walls, because he wanted the Hebrews who were coming back from exile to have some place to go back to remember, to worship in. And they had a great celebration when they returned. They had singers. They recorded everyone who came back by genealogy. And it was a great feast. It was a great celebration of the walls being rebuilt. Now, that's the same way when God has something for you to do and he gives you a mission. You're going to have those. It could be family members. It could be friends who try to deter you from the work that God has for you to do simply because they don't feel like it takes all that, and they don't feel like it's not about them. But when we are doing a work for God, God has to be our number one priority. God has to be the one that helps us to follow through with the vision. See, Nehemiah had a vision to have those walls rebuilt, and that's what God wanted for him. And so he gave him the materials that he needed. He gave him the help that he needed, and that's what God will do for us when we are faithful and we do the work that God has for us to do. He'll put people in our way to help us. Even those who try to come against us, the word says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's what the word says. So every little trick, every little attempt that they tried to keep him from rebuilding these walls did not work. God put help in his way. He put the angels in his way to help him accomplish the task because he was faithful, which is something that we all have to learn how to be. We have to learn how to be faithful to God's word and what he has for us. God has given us various assignments that he expects us to complete. And sometimes we get carnal-minded. We let other things get in the way. We put things on the back burner, and we do not do the things that God called for us to do, simply because we allow ourselves to become distracted. But when we follow through with God's plans, we find ourselves like Nehemiah, where we become successful. We go to places that God would have us to go and not go to the places where he doesn't want us to be. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. When you know your word, when you know what God has an assignment for you, and he will keep you from harm. See, what the enemy tried to do, he tried to bring harm to Nehemiah. He tried to destroy his plan, but God didn't allow that. God turned everything around for Nehemiah's good so that he could be successful because he paid attention to God's words. He paid attention to the plans that God had for him, and he was gracious. He did not put an extra burden or extra hardship on the people who were selling their lands and everything to feed their families. He didn't do that. He gave them their land back. He gave them the monies back, things that they needed to help take care of their families. And see, God will do that for you. God will supply all your needs, even when it doesn't look like things are turning out right or it looks like things might be hard, but God always makes a way, just like he made a way for them. He helped them because they was obedient, and that's what we have to find ourselves being obedient, following the plans of God like Nehemiah did, getting help where we need help, because God will place people in your way to help you. He'll put you with the right connections, with the right people at the right time, and God will also let you know, too, at the same time, who is not for you. God is very good about that. Then that's where the Holy Spirit comes in, because when the Holy Spirit gives you direction, you have to follow that direction. So why should the work cease? It shouldn't cease. That's just like in ministry. You have pastors, you have apostles, you have evangelists. Everybody has a successor, someone who's being trained just in case they're not around. Just because one pastor may go off the scene doesn't mean that the work should stop in the church. The church should cease to function because there's no longer that particular pastor there. Someone should be coming in right behind him to keep the work going. It's much like for my job where I work at, that is a 24-hour facility. That means there's a day shift, there's an evening shift, and there's a night shift. At no time should the work cease for us caring for the patients. When there's a 24-hour shift, there's always someone coming in behind the next person to make sure that the work continues. And that's what we have to do with God. When God is training you for a specific purpose, we have to continue to do the work that God has for us to do. And then you got to train the next one to come up behind you. It should never be a time where the work doesn't continue to go on, because God always has a successful waiting in line. But will you answer the call when God is calling you to do something, or will you turn away? So I thank God for Nehemiah, and I only pray that I will continue to be obedient, my own self, and follow the leading and call that God has for me, teaching others so that they can teach others. It should be a succession. One after the other should come right behind the other. Each one teach one. Each one reach one. The work should never cease. As long as God is with you, you can do anything, because that's what the word says. The word says, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I really hope that you will join us on tonight for Bible study as we learn more about the prophets of old and maybe some prophets of new. I pray that you'll come and you'll join us. You'll get something out of it, because wisdom is knowledge and knowledge is power. And that's what God has given it to us for. So join us on tonight at 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and come and fellowship with us. Amen. I pray that you got something out of the lesson today and that you'll be more intrigued about the prophets. Amen.
Amen. We thank Elder Justin Green Brown for the lesson. And now we'll have our very own Apostle Loretta Williams.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was an excellent lesson on Nehemiah. Amen. Praise God. Why should the work cease? We've got to be busy, people of God, about our Father's business. Amen. Whatever God has called for you to do, make sure that you be found doing it. And a lot of times, we're so busy doing things that we think that are right, and it's a good work. It's a good work. Church work is a good work. But if all you do is church work and you're never doing anything for kingdom building involves winning souls for God. Amen. We're not going to get everybody up in the church. A lot of the work that needs to take place will take place outside of the church, in the field. Amen. In our homes, in our communities. Now is an excellent time for us to be busy. School is getting ready to start, has started in some states. Amen. Praise God. Why not make yourself available and volunteer, amen, at your community, nonprofit organizations, after school programs. Many hospitals now are looking for grandparents to come up, amen, and work in the nursery. Actually, amen, volunteer just to hold babies whose parents can't be there. Amen, all the time, to give the parents a break. There are just so many wonderful different programs that I have read about. It's no excuse for you to sit home and say, I don't have anything to do, or I don't know what God wants me to do, when you have all of these things that are right and within walking distance many times. Local hospitals amen, need people to come in a lot of times. We used to call them candy workers, I think it was. They used to wear candy stripes on them, amen, and they were volunteers. And we've seen so much good work that different organizations have done. But when it comes to the saints of God, when it comes to our churches, we lack in this area. We even lack in going out within our own communities and inviting children to come to Sunday school and offering them free breakfast, amen, praise God. And do you know what? Many times breakfast will be provided, amen, praise God, by companies in your city, in your area, like it was when I lived in Michigan. I had all five of the major cereal, Pulse cereal, General Mills cereal, amen, Quaker cereal, all of those, amen. I can't even think of all of them, but the five major ones, four or five major ones, were there in the city, amen, praise God. And then we had Dunkin' Donuts, amen. And my daughter came up with the idea, Mom, let's feed the children in the neighborhood on Sunday morning. I believe it'll boost the Sunday school. So we went around and we posted flyers. We handed out flyers. Within a week, my Sunday school tripled, amen, where it was just maybe 5-10 children in the local church, small, I'm talking about small school age children, amen. We immediately jumped 20-30, amen, went to the bakery, amen, praise God, with the letter, and they gave me all of the free bread I could hold, amen, praise God, and it just kept getting better and better. Why? Because we tore down those walls, amen, praise God, that was hindering the church from being a blessing to the people right in the community. We have a work to do, people of God. We have a work to do, regardless of what city you may live in. Amen. Praise God. What's going to hinder you? What somebody say? Amen. Praise God. If you with the leader and the only work they want you to do is right there in your local church, you with the wrong leader. Amen. Praise God. Because God has many pastures. He has many sheep, and all of them are not in one fold. So we have to, amen, make sure that as watchmen, amen, that we are taking care of the lamb as well as the sheep and the rams. And I just hope this lesson bless you on today, that, amen, you won't let anybody hinder you or discourage you. Amen. You may not, we have diversities of gifts and operations. You may not do it like so-and-so. You may not even think that you have the gift, the talent, or the ability, amen, to do something. But yet, amen, put it to the test. Amen, praise God. It's not going to hurt you to try, and it's going to bless you, amen, when you get out and do something for God. It's always rewarding because only what you do for Christ will last. All right, thank you, Brother Dante, for allowing me to have these remarks. You're doing a wonderful job as the moderator. Going to give it back into your hands to close us out.
Amen. We pray that you have learned something on today and you will Bible study today on this Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and fellowship with us and learn something new. Amen. Blessings, children of God.